السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصي نفسي وأوصيكم بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ومن أظلم ممن منع مساجد الله أن يذكر فيها اسمه وسعى في خرابها، أولئك ما كان لهم أن يدخلوها إلا خائفين، لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم. On the 8th of Shawwal, about 94 years ago, it was April 1922, the religious Wahhabi establishment in Hijaz destroyed the cemetery of Baqir, destroyed the shrines of the four imams, Al-Imam Al-Hasan alayhi salam, Al-Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, Al-Imam Muhammadin Al-Baqir alayhi salam, Al-Imam Ja'farun Al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. These four shrines were destroyed, and also were destroyed other shrines of the companions of the Prophet and the family members of the Prophet and the son of the Prophet and the wives of the Prophet in Maqbaratul Baqi, 1925. Wahhabism has a long history of destroying and demolishing and desecrating holy shrines and religious places in Hijaz, in Iraq, and in other areas. They have a long history of anti-religious shrines. And their argument is that visiting the shrines and visiting the graves of imams, including the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, including the grave and the shrine of the Prophet, is an act of apostasy, an act of heresy, an act of shirk, and a blasphemy, and it has to be banned. This is their argument. This is the accuse, the excuse that they bring up, that it conflicts with the concept of Tawheed and monotheism. It is against religion, against Quran, against God, to worship the graves. They call it worshipping. They don't even calling it visiting. They say this is an act of worship, and therefore it's an act of heresy. Ibadatul Qubur. But their argument is against the Holy Book. And I'm going to tell you soon, where is it in our book, in the Quran, that promotes the shrines? And it's against the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And against the tradition, the seerah of the khulafa, Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and other khulafa. First of all, let's come to the Quran and examine the Holy Quran. What does Quran say about erecting a dome, minaret, or a temple above the graves? Is it accepted or rejected? Is this act an act of, according to Wahhabism, heresy, an apostasy, and a blasphemy, or it's an act of faith and it does not conflict with the principles of Islam? Where is it? Take chapter 18, Surah Al-Kahf, regarding the story of those six or seven people of the cave. And those are not prophets, neither imams, nor ma'sumeen. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. Fitya. Fitya, of course, the commentators say, does not mean they were young. But they were young not in their age, but in their will. In their actions, they were young. آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ. They believed in their Lord, and we increased them in resolution, in patience, in endurance, in guidance. God says about them, وَكَذَلِكَ, after 300 and some years, their graves were discovered. The grave, their grave, inside the cave, was discovered after almost 300 years. God says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَعْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ. We allowed people, we caused to be discovered. أَعْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ. لِيَعْلَمُوا. So people know, إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. Then God says, إِذْ يَتَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَمْرَهُمْ. People were divided into two groups. Some of them said, يَتَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَمْرَهُمْ. قَالُوا ابْنُوا عَلَيْهِمْ بُنْيَانًا. Let's shut down. Let's put a wall and a building and shut down this cave and shut down the graves and let them be forgotten. أُبْنُوا عَلَيْهِمْ بُنْيَانًا. رَبُّهُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ. God knows what to do with them. That was the opinion of the polytheists at that time. Listen to the Quran. God says that was the opinion of the polytheists. Those who did not believe in God, they said, let's shut down this place so people don't come and visit. But on the other hand, قَالَ الَّذِينَ غَلَبُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِمْ. The people who were believers and majority at that time, they said, what did they say? Repeat after me. قَالَ الَّذِينَ غَلَبُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِمْ لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا. We will erect a place of worship. Masjid here means a place of worship above their graves. This is the wording of the Quran. If building a shrine, a place of worship, a mosque above the grave is forbidden, God will tell you. God will say, this is not good. They shouldn't have done that. God is, in fact, is praising them for building a temple above the graves. He's praising them. قَالَ الَّذِينَ غَلَبُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِمْ لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا. So this is in the Quran. The Quran says, it's okay. And this is the tradition of the believers, to build a place of worship where there are graves. Does not conflict with worshiping God. Because people who go to these graves, they are not going to worship them. They are going to respect them, pay a tribute. We worship God and only God. Nobody worships the graves. This is number one. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه. These are homes, houses of worship, including graves of the righteous, graves of the prophets, graves of the imams. These are places, أذن الله, God has given permission, أن ترفع, to be risen, to be built, to erect a building there, and turfa physically and turfa spiritually, to promote these places physically by building a shrine, building a mosque. Can you imagine Sheikh Zayed, who was an illiterate, Sheikh Zayed bin Nahyan, he could not write a single sentence. His son, when their father died in Abu Dhabi, they buried him and they built the biggest mosque in the whole world. The biggest mosque. It's a tourist attraction of a man who was illiterate, who did not read or write, Zayed bin Sultan. When it comes to the imams, it's haram to build a mosque, to build a shrine, to build a dome. They are conflicting themselves. Saudis and Emiratis who have no faith in God, they have faith only in the White House. And the White House is going to let them down. Allah says, اِذْتَبَرَّ الَّذِينَ تُبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابِ. One day they will see that. When they defy God and put their trust in other than God to create problems in the region, they're going to be defeated and disappointed. So they contradict themselves. When one of them dies, one of the emirs, they build a shrine. And nobody says this is bid'ah, this is innovation, this is heresy, this is apostasy, this is a blasphemy. Nobody says that. Even American people, they go and visit this shrine because Sheikh Zayed, His Highness, is buried there. But when it comes to the imams, في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع, God gives permission for these places to be risen, to be praised, to be respected, to be honored. وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ. So this is in the Quran. The Quran proves that building the shrines is legitimate. It's an Islamic principle. Then you come to the grave of the Prophet. If a shrine was haram, why we have a shrine and mosque above the grave of the Prophet? Where is Masjid al-Nabi? Where the Prophet is buried? Inside his mosque. The Prophet did not know to tell people, don't bury me here, bury me in the desert. He knew that people are worshiping. It was masjid before his burial site. He used to pray there. He built that mosque. It's the first mosque in Medina. But the Prophet made wasiyah that I want to be buried here inside my mosque. So if it is bid'ah and apostasy, the Prophet would tell us, don't do that. So Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab knows better than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sunnah of the Khulafa, Umar ibn al-Khattab went to Palestine during his reign. When he was caliph, he went to Palestine and he saw the grave of Ibrahim, and there was a mosque there above the grave of Ibrahim. There was a shrine, a temple. If building temple above the grain is forbidden, Umar ibn al-Khattab would say, demolish this. This is innovation. This is heresy. He didn't say that. He did not say that. Go to most of the prophets today. Most of the prophets either are buried in Palestine or Hijaz or some of them in Syria, Palestine and Syria, Sham, the greater Sham area, and Iraq. This is where most of the prophets are buried, alhamdulillah. We don't have a prophet buried in Orange County yet. Yeah. So, most of these places, they have shrines. Adriha, shrines, mausoleums above the graves. And no one says this is shirk, this is heresy. So what the Saudis did in April 1925, destroying Al-Baqi' Cemetery and desecrating the graves of our imams and the Sahaba and the family of the prophets, it's a crime not against only against Muslims, crime against humanity, crimes against religion, crimes against logic, against sanity. And therefore, my friends, the real reason for destroying the graves of the imams is to conceal the fact, to bury the fact. They don't want Muslims to get introduced to the family of the Prophet ﷺ. That is the real reason. It's about a prejudice. It's about hate. The hate that Imam Ahmed ibn Abdul Halim ibn Taymiyyah 700 years ago, and then 300 years ago, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, they harbored against the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's about a prejudice, and it's about ignorance, and it's about hate that they had, which led them into destroying the shrines of our imams in Baqi' and into attacking the city and the shrine of Imam Ali in Najaf and Imam Hussein in Karbala. They destroyed the shrines in Iraq too, not just Baqi'. For some of you who don't know the history, they have a long history in barbarism, in destroying religious sites. Medina was filled with Islamic monuments, Islamic sites, historic places that remind us of the history of Islam, the history of the Prophet. In Mecca too, the place where the Prophet was born was demolished. And do you know what they put instead? I wish they put a mosque. They put a high-rise building named after Malik Abdul Aziz, Malik Battikh, Malik this and Malik that. This is not shirk. When they put the emblem of Al Saud above the Kaaba, in a skyscraper, their emblem, their shi'ar above the Kaaba. This is not shirk. If you say, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, you bow down, this is shirk. But bow down before Muhammad ibn Salman and Salman ibn Abdul Aziz and those thugs of Al Saud, this is not shirk. This is iman. Do you see the hypocrisy? Do you see where how they hijacked Islam? We have a duty of fighting them, my friends. Fighting this corruption. As long as Al Saud are in power, Islam is not going to move forward. Islam is going to be backward. We're going to have problems in most Muslim countries. Their shar and their evil is spreading everywhere. They don't represent Islam. And inshallah, Muslims are going to be united. Al-Baqi' is going to be rebuilt, inshallah. And the glory of Islam is going to be restored. Al-Baqi' is about dignity. It's about leaders who gave their life. Sacrifice. We don't worship graves, but we honor. I was in Washington 2 days ago. Go and look at the monuments we have in the mall, in between the Congress, between Lincoln's Memorial and the Capitol. How many monuments we have? Civilized nations, they respect their leaders, while Saudi Arabia destroyed their leaders. Destroy the landmarks of Islam, the historic heritage of Islam, the historic sites. Islam's holiest sites is being desecrated by Al Saud. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا صدق الله العلي العظيم صلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.